Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wow, he's got to start first.
See, yeah. Okay, it's like...
Oh my gosh.
Oh my bad, you were doing already. It wasn't as great as it was in our heads.
Yeah. Sounds a bit dead.
What a dead. It is, yeah. It's burned up with us.
Bloody idiots, get out of my
face. I don't know what to say.
Okay, well, why do I always have to go first?
No, wait a minute.
Okay.
Like the way it's, I'm just over it. I'm like, I've really had it. Like I can't wait for summer. I just need summer to be here tomorrow. Because
yeah,
February is meant to be worse.
Is it?
Yeah, February, because you know February is the coldest month.
Oh wow, it is so cold. Like I was literally sat in bed with a hoodie over my head, socks, everything. Like I'm
that is
freezing.
It. I'm literally going to bed. That is wish me. I'm going to bed with my hoodie on, my electric blanket on. I've got socks on, like long pajamas and a hoodie.
Yeah. Shout out to my electric blanket though, because that has been saving me year after year after year.
Have you had the same one all these years? Because I feel like mine, I'm like, yeah. Are you working properly?
Yeah, I've had mine since I was in sixth form. I've had mine.
Okay, so they last long. Because mine, I'm just like, I don't know if I'm getting used to it or if I just want to get in my bed and I'm toast. But I'm just like, are you...
I don't know, though.
Heating up effectively, ma'am.
Because my mum's one's broken and I got that for her, like, maybe a year ago. And it's already broken.
They're not making it. Yeah, they're not making it like they used to.
So then. I think they've probably changed. Because I've had mine for years. But I got my mum a new one recently, like about a year ago, I'll say. And she said it stopped working the other day. So, I think they're not the same anymore.
Yeah, mine is even like, I think probably like 3 months. No, if that, probably 2 months old. But you know what's weird? Because they actually used, like, there's certain things back in the day, that I don't know what they put in the formulas back then. Well, things work a lot better. And when you use something, like, things today are just a lot more flimsy. It's like old cars. Old cars are so strong.
Yeah,
but then the new cars, like a newer plates, they feel like toy cars.
They be breaking left, right, and center.
I don't know why. Because I think they're using more sustainable materials.
I don't even know at this point.
I reckon that's what it is. When they start doing
people called again? The one that was called protest,
Extinction Rebellion.
Oh, that's it. That's it.
Is it Easy Green?
No, because I swear there's a Green people as well. Is it? Are they not the Green people?
That's a Green Party.
Oh, but they also advocate for like sustainability as well, I think.
They do. I think their politics is based on that.
But you know what's mad is that, like, I know people do all these protests and stuff. We're meant to do sustainability fashion and you know, we're meant to recycle and all just all healthy. Like I'm just living life. Like,
do you know what's crazy?
Global warming and all that stuff. Like, I don't know what's going on. I'm just living life. Literally,
I just feel like I don't have the capacity for a lot of things. I can't take every world problem. I recycle and stuff, which is the best I can really do right now. When it comes to sustainable fashion, it's basically sustainable fashion. People think like it's like buying from it's not sustainable fashion if you buy from pre-loved thing, but sustainable fashion is just means that you're not using your clothes. Your clothes aren't disposable, so you're reusing your clothes. So even if you buy something from pre-loved thing. If it's like you buy something that's good quality, whatever, and you can keep it for years, that's sustainable.
But I think the sustainable police are saying that, like, because of the way that it's made and stuff as well, like...
Oh, okay. Guys, you can't have everything.
Like, because they're exploiting their workers and not paying them properly and stuff like that. So I think, it's not meant to be sustainable, I think. There's the whole process of it being made and stuff like that. Yeah. It's not sustainable, so...
But the thing is, like, most companies, most things in this world has some form of exploitation attached to it.
Yeah, I just think everything is done at like at like a cheap minimal labor kind of thing.
Yeah, cheap labor, and then they're sold at high profits.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I mean, I'm not some business economics, you know, graduate or whatever, but like most things I know is made of a lower price and then sold at a higher price to make money from it. So
to make profits.
Obviously, it is sad that like people are being exploited and stuff, like Shein and all these people. Like, it is sad, but I just think me, myself alone, I can't do anything to stop what's going on.
That's the thing, yeah.
I like the clothes, so what am I supposed to do?
I think also as well, because these companies, sometimes the fast fashion brands, like, obviously you've got the things that are just so flimsy that when you before you even worn it to the outing, it's ripped.
Yeah,
which is fair. But I think sometimes they have like some really good quality stuff that you can actually keep for years. Like, I know, like, sometimes, you know, like the knitwear, that premium knit collection, those are usually really good. And I think even depending on the, like, what it is that you're buying. Yeah, but my sustainability is just buying and just keeping stuff for years to come. Like, I'm buying things that I can wear differently and like not just one time things. And also, to be fair, because you know, there was this idea that, you know, you can only wear something once kind of thing.
Yeah.
Nope. I'm repeating stuff. No, I'm sorry, I'm not rich.
It's my clothes. Yeah.
And it's not, I'm sorry, but it's not like that idea is silly to me anyway. And I really subscribe to that. Like, oh, I took a picture in it. I took two pictures in it.
Yeah, I used to be like that as well, where like I'll wear something and not want to like, but if I put it on Instagram, I wouldn't want to like wear it again because like, oh, they've seen me wear it on Instagram. But now I really don't care. Like, clothes are meant to be worn multiple times. And especially if I have a washing machine, like,
girl,
why the hell do I have a washing machine if I'm not going to be washing clothes and wearing it again?
Do you know what's mad?
So now I don't care at all. I will even double post it on Instagram, so you've seen that.
That's the thing. That's what I need to start doing. Because you know what's mad, actually? Because when you think about it, no one's really going to be checking. If you think of how quick social media is and how we literally see a post, move on. No one's checking for Esther's outfit that she wore on the 13th of January 2020.
Yeah. And if you are, then you're sad. Like,
very sad.
BFFR.
Like, for real.
Be fucking for real. you should not be checking for people like that. But I don't know, I just think nowadays I feel like sustainability fashion thingy, like, it's easier now to also shop more sustainable because I feel like PLT, Boohoo and all that stuff, their quality has gone down, and I feel like the type of clothes they make as well is not as good as it used to be before.
They're
like,
definitely not.
Or the BBL fashion, the cutouts and stuff, it puts you off from shopping there anyway.
Yeah,
so I think they don't really help themselves.
They definitely don't. That BBL fashion, I'm tired.
Yeah, and I just think, because you know that dress that Maya Jama wore on Love Island? Like, the black cutout one that everyone's going crazy for. She looked absolutely stunning in that dress, by the way. And then I saw that Pretty Little Thing had then basically replicated the dress and then was like, oh, shop Maya Jama's dress here. And when I told you, it was one sheer-looking flimsy material that they just tried. And I just think, how do you guys manage to create something so quickly? Like, it's insane. Clearly, your work
workers
are literally working overnight.
They're working overnight.
The stuff. Like, it's scary. But you know what's mad? It's actually so scary.
It's also because they've been stealing people's designs.
Yeah,
they stay stealing people's designs. It's actually so annoying.
They do.
Well, I don't know how they produce things overnight.
It was scary because she literally wore it like that night. And I think maybe it was either that night or the next morning. They were like, oh, shop Maya Jama's dress here. And I said, this is scary.
Maybe they have an insight, where...
They must do.
How do you do that so scary. Quickly?
And this is not the first time they've done it. They've done it multiple times. So,
because it's not even a thing where they're like, oh, you get it on Friday. It's like, no, shop now. No,
next day. It's actually scary, but even like with fashion and stuff, I feel like, I don't know, I just think fashion nowadays is not going in the way that it's, I don't know, I just feel like fashion is very weary. Like, everyone's just wearing whatever kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, no one's wearing, sometimes I feel like people wear one thing, like the same thing, but sometimes I feel like people are also not wearing the same thing. So I don't know, I feel like our generation are very experimental when it comes to fashion. Like, I see stuff and I just think, raw, like, I would actually never have thought of wearing that.
I think people
cargo skirts, and I'm like, that I would have never thought our generation would wear cargo skirts, but here they are.
I had it when I was younger. like the cargo skirt, like those, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's interesting. It all literally just all comes back around. But I do like that people are being more individual about their fashion.
Yeah.
I think it's like, because you know that dead tired argument about everyone dresses the same. Okay. They don't make that, the item is not just made for one person. And also, yeah, it's like to do with your eco chamber and like the kind of content. Like, if I don't know, I find that argument very annoying. Like, oh, all the black girls in London look the same. No, they don't.
I think there's certain aesthetics that are the same, though. I think there's certain looks that I see that, like, I see these looks repeated a couple of times with other people. But then again, there's nothing wrong with it. But I just think, yeah, I do see a certain aesthetic, like the YTK skater skirts. Like, I see it a couple of times, especially on TikTok. But yeah, it's crazy. Even with fashion and stuff, like, what I saw this week that Grassfields was basically having a mare on social media, and it was very interesting because I woke up one morning as usual and I saw the woman's post, and I felt so bad because I was like, oh my god, like, damn, like, someone stole your business. That's so scary. So even here I am, even reposting it on TikTok, like, you know, creating awareness, because she was being like, if you're black and if you're creative or whatever, you need to watch this video, da 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 da. And literally, I felt so bad. So then I, like, reposted it.
Mm.
And then later on, I saw that because I went on their Instagram.
Yeah.
And I saw that the new investors or the new owners had blocked the comments. So you couldn't comment. Because I was going to be quick, like, give her business back.
Because she was like, it's a hostile takeover. Yeah. They've locked my their accounts. I was like, well, damn.
I was about to go in their comments and be like, you better give that girl her business back. But then I realized that they blocked the comments or whatever, and then they released a statement. When I read that statement on the website, I said, oh hell no. Is this what you lot be getting up to? Oh girl, the way I went back on TikTok and unreposted that thing, I said,
take it back.
You're not about to have me like protesting for you. Well, this is what you've been doing.
I need people to be on socials and give the full information. I think that when you want to do a public appeal, please give the full tea. Because the thing is, I actually remember when they did a whole, when they, in September last year, when they said that they were closing down because one of the girls was ill, because they're twin sisters.
Yeah.
So they said one of them was ill. I actually remember that because I remember it was everybody's stories. It was like, this is so sad. I might even left a little prayer on the comment. I remember that. And I was like, oh, this is horrible. This is sad. And then then again, I remember they had sales. I was thinking, these sales are lasting long. Very long. Mm-hmm. But I said, okay, maybe this is all part of the closing down sale. But the fact that you guys basically, sold the business, they're going to come online because now you've been fired. Come online and say that it's been taken from you, ma'am.
It was just mad because, but then I also thought there's always drama with this business. Like, first you were meant to be closing down, then you didn't end up closing down. And now you're saying that, like, your business has been taken. It's always something. I just thought, what the hell? Like, when I read that statement, I said, so you lot have been taking money and thinking because you guys are basically, like, quote unquote, the co-founders, you would never get in trouble for what you're doing. And I think that's what they thought, that, like, they can never be pulled from their business because it's their, like, it's their business, but it's not your business. Does that make sense?
Do you know, I think it is, yeah. I think basically, because basically the new business owners basically accused them of, like, misusing funds.
Yeah.
And then when they replied, she was like, we didn't misuse the funds. We just used the funds to pay for my sister's medical bills. I said, that's misusing the funds. Yeah. Because the funds were not for your sister's medical bill. It was their business money. And there's actually ways to go around it where the business could have loaned them the money to be able to pay the medical bills.
Yeah.
It must be difficult, of course, if your sister's dying and you actually have no personal money, like, your money you have personally is not enough, but then you have a business that's making all this money. I can imagine that, but at the same time, be honest about that. Then I feel like people would have more empathy. They said, you know what, guys, literally we were down bad, there was nothing else we could do, she was going to die and we had the money and we just had to use the money. But again, people were like in the comments saying, mate, there's actually legal ways where the business can owe you money and you just have to pay, make sure you pay it back. Yeah, but you owed suppliers, you owed content creators, you owed people money, allegedly. And then you're coming online and crying and saying, you know, this is the truth. And then when you're called out about the truth, now you're saying a bit more. Because also they knew that people were supporting them because they were black owned. It was no longer black owned. I don't care if they said on the team or whatever, the business was no longer black owned. But you were making money off the fact of the impression that it is a black owned company. I just feel like when people come on, if you're gonna come online and be crying and be doing these things, you need to be honest. You need to be honest. 100%. Stop coming and giving us half truths because you know people that because we don't have other ways of getting the full source.
Yeah, I think that is a thing where they were doing what they were doing, thinking that they can't get in trouble for it because they technically founded the company. I think it's a bit of a delusion to me, to be honest, because I just think, how did you think that you putting out these allegations, you really thought that these people are not going to come back and kind of put you out, say what you guys have been doing,
call you out on and say you're lying.
So I just thought it was a bit mad, like you guys accusing them of taking your business, thinking it's going to end there. They literally wrote a whole page of literally point of what they were doing and everything, and I was like, yeah. And the thing is, they wouldn't say that if there was no evidence or whatever to back what they were saying, because it's a legal matter, so they can get in trouble for it as well.
Do you know what it is?
I know it's true. Everything on there is true.
And that's my thing, because how can you speak so brazenly when you know that the people have the actual truth? But I think also what it was is that, again, they wanted to use the black card sympathy. Because they basically said, oh, we're black owned business, you guys know us, you guys love us, blah blah. It's no longer black owned because these non-blacks have stolen it from us. Yeah. Of course, it's going to be outrage. And because I remember when the video came out, people were like, oh yeah, another black business being taken advantage of. This is what we mean. And I was like, don't play the race card.
Yeah.
To suit you.
And it's weird because this happened shortly after, I think I found out that Shea Moisture was also no longer black owned, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, it happened literally shortly after. So I was like, oh, this is really going to rile up people. People are really upset that, Miel and Shea Moisture, they're all, no longer black-owned and stuff. And then we find out that Grassfield is no longer black-owned. It's like, okay, there's outrage. So then I feel like for you to feed into it and then for you then for it to then now not be the truth is a bit like, don't manipulate us. Don't emotionally don't take advantage of us. And the thing is, I was really shocked as well to find out that they didn't have a lawyer. I just thought,
because they're gonna afford it.
How do you not have a lawyer? That is very scary to me.
It's scary, but I get it there because of the medical bills and stuff. I get it, because when you got medical bills, I guess just thinking, you know what, whatever expenses we can cut short, we've got to cut it short. But I think I feel like
negotiating contracts and stuff like that with suppliers and stuff,
it's desperation.
Who were drafting these contracts? Must have a lawyer.
No, but then with that one, when they sold it to the other company, the other company drafted the contracts and they just signed it. In desperation. That's why artists all the time and do all that stuff. I mean, it's definitely mad, but I think considering that, you know, they had no money, they were in stupid debt, because at this point, they were already in debt.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. I mean, obviously, it's not a good thing. It didn't work out in their favor. But I get why, they would afford, you know, this is an expense we can't afford. And I guess if those people had sold it to them, okay, we're going to help the business, this and this and that, it's like, okay, do you know what, you can kind of trust it. But I think with black businesses as well, people need to understand, obviously I'm not business, I don't know stuff about all the things about business, but in terms of having shared ownership or part ownership, going from fully owned black business to part owned black business or investors and stuff like that. I'll be honest, I think this world, you have to do what you got to do, because unfortunately, as much as we've got black owned stuff, we black people we're not there yet. We're not the top in society like that. We're not movers and shakers in society like that for us to be able to keep our businesses completely black owned. I know that with the male stuff, that caused a lot of outrage and people oh, this and that, but then there's people that know business and economics and they were saying there's nothing wrong with what they've done. What they've done is business-wise is actually a very smart move, and that just because you want to hold onto the black owned title doesn't mean that you should this isn't a move you should consider. And I guess with them, obviously I'm sure that, you know, maybe they've negotiated being like being consultants and or like you know, this is the formula, you can't change it, or like have some kind of input and some kind of ownership kind of thing. But
yeah,
it's just all crazy, man. I'm just like, oh, I don't know.
It is crazy, but I think, I don't know, I think I'm more like, I would love to, for businesses to kind of maybe have investors who are like non-black and not completely sell, then sell, and then be like similar to Grassfold, like be an employee.
Yeah.
Because I just, because even like Beats even sold as well, isn't that? Dr. Dre sold Beats as well for like a ridiculous amount of money. And I get that, obviously, like,
that man and his alleged abusive ways, so
I get that, like, obviously you want to make money, and like, it's, I feel like when you sell, it's like you've got like a stable like income where you know you're always going to make money kind of thing, because some people can even be like, oh, like maybe, like, I don't know, like maybe every month they can get some sort of money from the business still, like, I get I get that it's like a stable, like a solid income compared to like when you run it yourself and like there's dips, there's highs, there's lows and stuff. But at the same time, I just feel like I want to see more black people just outrightly owning their stuff and just having people dip their money into it rather than selling. But I mean,
yeah,
I guess you got to do what you got to do sometimes.
That's the and thing.
I guess in that Grassfold situation, clearly they were desperate, but it's unfortunate. But I don't, like, I don't feel sorry for them, because what you guys were doing was wrong. Like, it was absolutely wrong. You should not be dipping your money into the business when you're already low. And how did you get so low to the point where you didn't have to also sell?
Yeah. Do you know, I'll be honest, I think I do feel sorry for them, because I just think when you're in a position, like, I can't imagine being in a position where, like, there's business money available and a loved one of mine is, like, passing away.
But why didn't you not talk, have a conversation?
With who?
With the people that own the who now own the business.
No, they did, because that's why those people approached them. So basically, this was like when the sister was first ill. This is like last year, where they used the business funds, and then because of that, they had to go. They had to be insolvent, which means that they basically owed money to everybody, and the business, and the money coming in wasn't enough to pay off the debts.
So
the people, the people that bought the business afterwards, they knew they were in debt. They knew where they were in debt. They knew the sister was ill. They knew all the story. And I actually feel like those people as well, they kind of took advantage of that. I feel like they knew that they were in a desperate spot. And that's what business is about. Yeah, people know that you're desperate. And they took advantage of that, because it benefits them. So I feel like, they did that. And then, I feel like they kept them on, obviously, as, because my thing was as well, like, the business, they said how, you know, they kept them on to be for whatever role we might be, maybe consultants or whatever. But I feel like they did that because they knew that people know the two girls behind the brand. And so they knew that if word got out that the two girls are no longer involved with the brand, people, I don't think, they knew that they wouldn't make that much money. So they had to, keeping the sisters on was for their advantage, to keep that image of black owned still. Do you get what I mean? So really and truly,
you think?
Yeah,
I don't think the girls would have sold it and not want to be involved in it. Like, I think it would have been the girls saying, okay, we're going to sell it to you, but we still want to be involved. I don't think the girls would have wanted to, like, completely sell and not, like,
no, but the girls wouldn't have in it. No, but the girls wouldn't have had a choice, because remember, the girls were going to, they closed down the business. So they didn't have a choice. I mean, to be invited, because obviously, I think the statement the statement they said was they then kept on the girl. I mean, whatever the situation was, the business definitely knew, because in business, there's no out of the kindness of my heart is business. So I feel like them keeping the girls on was to do the whole it's still black owned thing. They have no other reason, because the way they wrote the statement, they said how, you know, they owed the suppliers, they owed the content creators, they owed who else is there?
Suppliers, content creators.
The customers, the early customers.
Yeah.
So if you're saying that they've ruined the business to nothing, why are you keeping them on? And I really feel like they really kept them on just so they can, because everyone basically played onto that black owned thing, because the girls sold the business. The business is no longer black owned, but they were still online acting like it was black owned. Talking about that sale. Oh, we've got 80% sale. You can get this, and it's got elastic weight. Like, selling the products. These times, you know, this isn't what it was anymore. So I feel like they all try to take advantage of the public, in my opinion. But at the same time, I'm just like, I don't know. We live in a weird age where things happen and it's like, it's up for, it's up to like the social, the public and public opinion court. Because really and truly, a lot of businesses that we think are not what they think, are not what we think they are. So even something that I'm like, is this really the public's business like that? Because so also, I've never seen
money that we think they are.
Yeah, and all the content creators that talk about, oh yeah, they owe me money too, don't work with them. I'm like, I've never seen any of you guys speak out.
Yeah.
But now you all want to speak out. Everyone's got a story now.
It's crazy because I think maybe sometimes people are like genuinely, it's hard to speak out though, especially when it's like, you know, that a company has got a large like following or they've got a large support crew, whatever. It's like hard for one person to speak out sometimes because then everybody be like, oh, well, I didn't have this experience. My experience wasn't like that. Like it happens all the time, even with like hairstylists and stuff. When one person will say, oh, my hair never arrived, blah, blah. Then you see so many people camping in their comments like, oh, well, I didn't get to experience So I think it's sometimes hard when it's just you, but I rate the people that do speak up though, like before a scandal happens.
Yeah,
because it's not easy, man. It's not
at all.
It's not, because I even saw one recently again about another social media hairstylist, and she hasn't sent someone their wig since November or something. And I just think, how many times are we going to keep seeing
this? I thought she was good. And she's actually really good with wigs, you know. I was shocked about that.
But then I don't know, maybe she's had a kid now and she's just, life is just a bit hectic.
Then don't run a business.
Don't even know.
Don't run a business. But, I'm sorry, but respectfully, in fact, disrespectfully, your kid, having a kid has nothing to do with me. Where's my wig?
Yeah, I know.
Like, where's my wig?
It's actually so mad. And the fact that she, like you were saying, like coming to social media is like a court of justice thing. Like, it's just mad. Like, because realistically, what did she want us to do? I mean, yes, raise awareness,
ma'am.
Stuff, but ma'am, you guys were in the wrong.
Because she was like, help me. I said, help me do what?
Then she said, oh, if you guys know any lawyers, like, we're trying to find a lawyer. And I was like, how the hell are we going to put you in touch with a lawyer?
You never know, you know. Someone, because I feel like someone might have been a lawyer and be like, oh, I can take this case up.
But they probably read it and thought, hell no.
No, definitely hell no. I said help you do what? Because I was like, crazy. What's the cause of, like, what's the action? What's the action plan here? What's the request here?
But I feel like now, I wonder if now that people know that it's not fully black owned, if people are going to continue shopping there, like if their sales is going to decline. Like I wonder what happens next, because
because
they have a really, really good business.
Because I think they're taking them to court now, the new owners.
Yeah.
I feel like all the scandal would affect business, but I think, and to be fair, they did have nice things from what I saw, but I never shopped with them because I just felt like, so respectfully, it was overpriced.
I didn't actually ever.
Ankara is like £2. I'm not spending.
But I think it's a thing where with me it has to be tailored to a T, and I don't know how their sizing works, so I didn't really like bother looking into it, to be honest. But I mean, I think. They did their thing for a long time.
No, they
obviously
did.
We didn't see the back, like the behind the scenes of what behind was really going on. But it's just crazy that, like, that's why you just don't take everything with a pinch of salt, because obviously, yes, there's people having a good time and having amazing businesses and making real money, don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But there's people also who are really just in debt, like owing millions and stuff, and I just think, it's wow, mad. I can't imagine owing thousands, let alone millions. Like, I will be shaking for my boots.
Listen,
shaking, like, it's absolutely crazy.
It's actually mad.
But I hope it gets sorted. But yeah, I really do wonder what happens next. Like, are they still going to carry on selling after the case is closed? Like, I don't know.
Because got a nice cardigan, though.
I'm assuming they're people that buy from them are black people. So now that everybody knows it's not black owned anymore, like, are you going to be thinking, oh, some white lady's probably sewing my clothes? Like,
I can't. They've got some really nice pieces.
They do.
There's
they
a really cardigan. Do. I'm looking. They've got a knitted cardigan, but it's £120.
£120.
Yeah.
Jeez, that is expensive.
And but they got a corset top that's like, oh, it's £40.
Yeah, some of the stuff is nice.
I just don't really like Ankara. That's the thing.
Yeah.
But no, man. But we'll see what happens. To fair.
Yeah. Even on the talk of fashion as well, Maya Jama's fashion on Love Island, absolutely amazing.
Basically, right?
Stunning piece of meat she is.
I can't do it.
With Love Island this year?
Yeah, I can't. I can't.
I thought this happens every single year, though, at the beginning. Honestly, it's the same thing.
You know what? Like, I don't know. Because but the other times I've been like, do you mean like what happens every year?
As in like it's dry, it's dead, like it's the same thing every year.
I've only watched one episode.
Yeah, it'll pick up. I know it'll definitely pick up.
It started on Monday, right? I watched it on Tuesday. Yeah. And then I watched it on Tuesday and have not been back since. Mm. And I'm just like, I don't know if I can bother. Cause do you know, I just think it's just changed so much that I'm just like,
yeah.
As in like the people on there. Who I do like, I like Will. I want Will to stay to the end. I like Will. But I'm just like, everyone just comes in and plays a game. I'm just like, I'm bored. I'm bored. And it's a shame, I really wanted to watch it because of my Jama, but even then I'm just like, oh girl, I don't know if I can.
You know what? I think I'm watching it like as in at face value. So I'm not even trying to think too deep into like, because I know everybody's there to be an influencer. Like I know for sure. Even Love Island producers have caught one and now people can't even post on this. Like on their socials on behalf of the contestants anymore.
Yeah.
But I just think I'm just watching for entertainment value. And right now, I just think that, what's her name? What's that girl called? Tanya, the black girl.
Oh, the black girl, yeah.
She's an absolute cutie, but she needs to tread very lightly because when Finn came into the villa, David, she was. She was playing the two very, and then I feel like they started to catch on. So I just think she needs to be very careful, otherwise she'll turn into a villain. And I don't want her to turn into a villain. We need you to be a nice girl, okay?
Listen. We need you to I think I'll watch it tonight. What time is it? Gosh.
I think tonight is it the recoupling?
Is it?
Oh no, the recoupling has already happened.
Okay.
So I think it's the aftermath of the dumping because they were all crying.
Who dumped? Who left?
David left. The new guy that came in. The new black guy that came in.
He had to go then.
Yeah, he left very quickly.
Do you know, okay, would you rather leave, like, okay, this early on, be one, like, come in for, like, a day like David did?
Mm.
Or would you rather, like, it happen in Casa More? Like still leave as well. You know, Casamo, when you don't get picked and you have to leave.
Yeah, I think I would rather, I'd rather come in and leave like David did, because I feel like at least I get my own shine. Whereas if I come in with the Casa More lot, I'll always remember as the Casa More girl. Like I won't. No, remember me as an individual. Like
what's gonna be
because bombshell. It's different.
I can't. Like, I'd rather go Casa More yet because listen, you see how like even the deals is half of people that even make the final six. You wouldn't even get a Tesco meal deal. David ain't getting nothing.
But it's hard for Casa More girls to get deals, you know, because they're literally known as like the rejects.
No, but you can make your mark because Casa More, yeah, like you're there for a minute. Like you basically enjoy the entire Casa More and then they did recoupling, and if you don't make it, you're out. David was here. He probably didn't unpack his pants. He just only had one pant. He wore one pant, yeah. Out of the 14 he packed.
I would be so embarrassed. I would want to be a bombshell. I definitely want to be a bombshell.
I'd be so embarrassed. Like, your friends didn't even get to do anything. Your friends didn't even get to... Do you know what's mad, yeah? Your first of all, it's fine because your manager wouldn't reply to your email. Yeah, anyway, so you just come in and unsend it. Just retract it. But you know, smart, like, your friends wouldn't have even had a chance to even know you were gone and you're back.
Yeah, yeah. It's scary. But I was thinking, when I was watching it, I was thinking, I would actually go on Love Island if, number one, I knew that like my family can't watch it, and number two, all that like kissing stuff where you have to kiss, you know, those challenges where you'll just be putting stuff in people's mouth,
putting a smoothie from
if those things, two things weren't there, I'll definitely go on Love Island just for the fun of it, just for the sake of like just enjoyment, fun, you know, meet people and stuff like that. But that kissing thing where they put stuff in other people's mouth, I
didn't want a lips at all. Unless I choose to lips. I don't want to lips as a challenge. You know when they do the opening night and do those little sex games?
Yeah.
I don't want to do all of that games, those games either. I just want to have I'm just there for a good time. If there was like a house where it's like a, I think I'll be honest with you, I'd rather do Big Brother than do Love Island.
Yeah, Big Brother's obviously not like
relationship-y. I ain't gotta do nothing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll just fall in love with whoever I fall in love with.
just be there, chill.
You wake up, you have some snacks, you work out.
Yeah. Is Big Brother coming back even? I swear it was coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And on Channel 5, should be lit.
And they're even going to do an adult version of Love Island as well, like a matured thingy.
It's about damn time.
I don't know.
These people are like 19 and 21. I'm like, first of all,
you school. Barely.
And then when you've got. Mate, and when you got someone that's 26, they're the old one, the old lady gang. What are you talking about?
Oh my god, you would be old to go on Love Island now, isn't it? When are you 30?
They will be calling us a player. They will actually be so shy for us.
God.
We are way too old.
Because the boys will be like 23, 19, 20. Oh hell no. It's mad because back in the day, our age was seen like on X Factor. We would be part of the over 25s. And back then, I used to think they were aunties and uncles.
I thought they were stupid old. Stupid old. But to be fair to them, they used to have like the proper old people under there. Like, I still think, first of all, you need to have a different group because these are 60s.
Yeah, like they were really old. Like, they were like really our mom and dad. Like, they were old. So I don't know how they just put them on the over 25s and thought 25 is the cutoff point for like an older category.
Yeah,
because I'm still a baby girl, but I just can't believe that I would actually be part of the over 25s.
That's crazy. Mad. That's actually so true.
And the over 25s didn't look young. That's the thing. They did not look young. They looked old.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like those over 25s were like 40 plus.
It's crazy, man. I'm really, really proud of my Gemma because I just think Love Island is just. I still feel like she comes across a little bit shy, though, I think. Like, she's still trying to find her feet a little bit.
I think she's just a baby who just relaxes. Like, she just chills, minds her business, keeps it moving,
But she's been slaying. She's been slaying. Like, that black dress, even though they're usually, like, cutouts, but I was like, it just looks perfect on you. The slit and everything is just perfect. Absolutely perfect. Someone was like, I'm not shocked as to why Stormzy made a whole album for her. I was just like,
"This so rude,
man."
Nah, it's crazy, man. But I love Maya. She's just too stunning for words. Like, she's just such a babe, an absolute top babe.
Sensational. And I think I never deeped it until like I saw her on Love Island. I was like, "Wow,
yeah."
Like the pressure is getting worse. Like you're just in shape, so in shape to a T is incredible.
Listen.
Absolutely.
She is a dynasty with me this summer. As we did no rise jeans, belly top.
I wonder how her exes are feeling, boy, because child. But I definitely want to be in shape for the gym though. Like I want to be in the best possible shape ever. Like flat belly, toned thighs, toned arms.
Honestly, truly.
Because I deeped it as well that like when you have kids and stuff, you're gonna wish that you had the body that you have now. So like, why not make the body that you have now the best version of it?
Girl, I see snaps from last year and I wish I had that body. My body this month, they don't let me be great. But I think also the thing with like what's it called with working out and kids and stuff like that. Is apparently like you'll be able to work out when you're pregnant if you were already working out before because your body's used to it. Do you get what I mean? Yeah. And all of that helps your body basically, apparently.
Yeah.
But
I hope I still work out when I'm pregnant. I really
No, I'm going to be on that treadmill like there's no tomorrow.
Because I can see myself not doing it.
Mate, honestly, I was thinking about it actually the other day and I was like, I'm too vain to be pregnant.
I'm so
I want to look good. I'll be in kale. Yeah. My baby's going to love kale, boy. You're going to eat that kale.
And I want to slay my pregnancy as well. Like, I want to be wearing outfits that, like, obviously not wearing belly crop tops and stuff.
No,
like
I'm going to wear belly crop top.
I want to slay so much. I just think, damn, girl, you look good.
I love when I see the girls in the pregnant women in, like, leggings and a belly and a crop top. Mm. Get it, girl. That's my vibe. Belly out. I'm crying, baby, yes. But I feel like I always just pray that, God willing, that I will be in a healthy place where I'm actually able to exercise, because some people can't. But
yeah,
I think with exercise as well, like, you got to exercise, eat healthy, but I would definitely be eating healthy, man. I have to.
Because otherwise, it's extra pounds that you got to lose, not just the baby weight, but your actual extra weight that you gained as
Mate,
well.
This is it. And the thing is, like, when I eat anywhere on a normal day, I have bloatedness. Like, right now, I'm sitting here, I'm bloated. I've been bloated. If I have one slice of bread, I'm bloated. So imagine being pregnant. That's just heavy. Just heavy.
I wonder how it feels.
It must be so,
like,
weird.
Yeah, and I wonder if you feel like you can feel like you're carrying a heavy load. Like, I wonder, like, you know how, like, you have a backpack when it's heavy?
Yes.
Or like a handbag that's heavy.
What's at the front?
Yeah, I wonder, like, can you actually feel like something heavy at the front of you? So weird.
I don't think you will. Because, yeah, you do. Because people say, like, you just feel it. And, like, I've heard people say you just feel it. I've heard people say that you definitely, like, you can definitely feel it. And, like, also, like, your skin, like, stretching. Oh, so that can be, like, quite uncomfortable. It's actually, do you want to tell you? Yeah, it's so amazing. Because I'm just like.
Mm-hmm. It's weird.
It's weird, though. Sorry.
In your stomach.
Can
Isn't
we
that
deep
weird?
It's weird. We need to deep that. Imagine it. So imagine, like, you know, like, organisms, yeah, where, like, it divides into two. Then divides into four, divides into eight. That's basically what human beings are.
Mm-hmm.
You're there, and then out of you comes another human being.
Yeah, it's
you
weird.
You basically pooed a human being out.
And the thing is, it didn't start out, like, it's not like you ate it. Like, it grew inside of you, and now
that's
it's
amazing.
Like,
I'm actually in awe of God's work.
It's just weird. Like, you know how with seeds and stuff, like, okay, you plant a seed. Like a physical seed. This is not a physical seed. Where
some,
like,
kind of seed?
Yeah, but, like, it's not like I can see it. Like, do you know what I mean? It's not.
Yeah.
Like with grown flowers, you actually can see the seeds. Yeah, it's so weird how that then turns into whole human.
It's
beings.
Actually like fluid that flows your. God is because, like, awesome.
When you think about it, it's like if you melt us, we wouldn't turn back into that.
Exactly. God is,
you know what I mean?
Because even like today, funny enough, today at church, and like I used to like work in the creche. And I was like, and obviously then COVID happened. I remember after COVID, I was like, these kids have grown up. Like all these babies I used to play with, they're all grown up now. And then today I saw one of them, I was like, oh my gosh, like, and I'm looking at her and I was like, oh my god, like your teeth are falling out. I was like, you're so grown. Then I saw another baby. And I was like, I literally, like, before COVID, this baby, like, I remember the mom was in hospital. We had an announcement saying she delivered the baby last night. And the baby just now just walking around. And I was like, it's amazing. And she had, like, a little coat on and a little, like, Ugg boots. And I was like, it's amazing because, like, in her, she's got, like, little tiny lungs, little intestines.
Yeah. And that's going to grow and get bigger kidneys. And bigger and bigger. Crazy.
And I'm like, it's like a little doll.
I think
honestly God is just so awesome. It's just I'm honestly in awe of it because I'm just like how.
And that's why you can't be getting pregnant. But I know
what kind of story? Oh. I was like, ma'am, where are you taking this?
No, as in, because I feel like it's such an amazing experience. I want it to be such an amazing experience.
It has to be for me.
Stress free. Like it just has to be an experience where I just think I couldn't imagine doing this with anybody else.
Oh, I watched something the other day, made me bawl my eyes out. Basically, it was there's a judge in America. I'm not gonna find the video to play. It's on TikTok, and this girl. So basically, where she, like she parks, she had, like where she lives or whatever. She hasn't got like a permit yet, a parking permit. So she got a ticket, and then she keeps getting tickets and adding to it. So she came to the court, and apparently that judge is so lovely. Like he always shows people kindness. He's such a kind judge. So then basically he was like, so you owe the money? She's like, yeah. And he was like, how come? He was like, she was like, basically, she's like, I'm just here. She's like, I'll pay it, but do you mind just setting back the payment date to my when I start my new job next month? And he was like, oh, okay, like, what's your new job? And she's like, oh, I'm going to work at a bank. And he was like, oh, that's good. So, like, oh, so what did you work at before? And she's like, oh, I worked in Walmart. And he was like, okay, so you're like into sales? And she's like, yeah. And then he said, so how come you got the ticket then? She's like, oh, basically, I've just moved there, but I can't, I don't have the money to buy the permit yet. I have to get the permit. And at the end, when I get my first salary. But he was like, yeah, that means you're going to get more tickets. And she was like, yeah, but I don't have the money to buy the permit. And then he was like, okay, what'd you do? And then he found out she had a kid. And he was like, you got a baby? And she's like, yeah. And then he was like, oh, like, so what'd you do? And she's like, oh, it's just like, just me and my baby. Like, that's, like, her baby's her priority. She's a young girl. My baby's my priority. And he was just like, oh, he's like, do you know what? He was like, the thing is, you can't afford to pay this ticket. He was like, I'm going to reduce the ticket. I think it's like $200 and something. Dollars. He was like, I'm going to reduce it to $50. Or like, no, to $20. But he was like, the thing is, I can't charge you $20 because what if your baby needs milk tonight?
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't want you using your last $20 to pay this fine because your baby needs milk. So he said, you know what? He said, basically, people send in donations into the court for him to help people pay their fines. And he was like, this person sent it and actually said I should use it for a single mother to help her situation. And then he was like, so I'm going to use that $20. He was like, I'm going to use that money to help you with to pay that. But then he was like, also, I know that you came here that you have no money. She's like, yeah, I have no money. He's like, okay, I'm going to give you some money to go home with. And he was like, use it for like you and your baby and get her some stuff. And when I tell you, I was And then he was like, do you have anything to say to the people that like the person that donated for you to be able to have this money? Yeah. And she was like, I just want to say thank you so much. Like, this is the kindest thing ever. And she was like, I aspire to get to that point where I can then, where I can also like donate to other people who are in need. And the judge was like, do you know what's funny? That was what I was going to tell you, that the stipulation to receiving this money is that one day you also repay someone kindness. And she was so young and so sweet and just so like, you could just tell she's got like, she's just a sweet, just a sweet, sweet girl. And it just made, I was just like, and honestly, in that moment, I just had to pray for like single mothers. I was like, anyone who's single, it's like, just do it. It's not easy.
Yeah, it's not easy.
It's not easy. Like,
and it's, I'm sure, like, easy. A lot of people don't choose to be in that situation as well.
No,
and
I think that's what makes it harder
as well. Because you go into it thinking you're going to do this with that person forever, and it doesn't turn out that way. So,
because even some people, and that's what I would say, like, because sometimes people are like, oh, well, be married first. I'm like, no, married people go through it as well.
Yeah.
I've heard a story. There's some
single people who are in marriages.
Yeah, there's some girl and that I'm a friend of a friend anyway. She was married, a queer. They were married, a married couple. And basically, they had a baby. Everything was like, they can go to the baby, whatever. They take turns, newborn baby. They take turns to wake up and feed the baby, whatever, whatever. One day, a queer, the baby's just crying. And it's his turn, but he's not in the bed, but the baby's still crying. So she's like, so she gets up anyway, like, what's going on? Queer, you know the guy left.
Oh, as in he just got up and he's not in the house anymore.
He's left the marriage.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to be a dad. He doesn't want to be a husband. He said, this is all overwhelming. And he left.
Scary.
As in, for time, she didn't know where he was.
That is so scary.
Then they finally got in contact and he's just like, yeah, like, I don't want to do anything. I don't, like, this is all too much. And I've read, like, the relationship forums here where, like, the men would just be like, I just want to run away.
I've seen it happen a few times though, where people like are in relationships and then the man just wakes up one day and he's like, I don't want to do this anymore.
I don't want this.
And it's just like, whoa, like imagine being someone and they just wake up one day and say, I don't want to do this anymore. And you didn't see it coming. That's the thing. That's the worst part. I think, where was the thing where you've been rocky or like, you know, you're having arguments here and there. You can kind of sense, okay, we're in a bad place, but for people who are just, I don't know if it was illusion or you just assume that your partner's happy, that they wake up one day and say, I don't want to do this anymore. It's kind of scary to me.
God, do you know what's mad? I feel like when it comes to kids, yeah, I feel like I can understand like the mother being like, this is overwhelming. Because your hormones, your that your body, like there's so much that goes, I can understand that, but sir, what's your own? You're not the one breastfeeding. You're not the one who's put on weight. You're not the one whose hormones, you're waiting for them to settle back down. You're not the one who's struggling to poo because they had to rip you, they had to sew you up.
Yeah.
What?
It's crazy.
I mean, apparently that is a proper thing, that postpartum depression is a thing.
Yeah, I get it can happen to men as well where they feel like, okay, this is overwhelming. But to the point where you wake up one day and leave is
That's scary, Akuya.
That is scary. Because we could talk about this. We could actually talk about this.
How do you wake up and leave? Like, you wake up and leave your wife and kids and you just say, yeah, I've tried it. 30-day free trial. No, thank you.
And you just left. You didn't say goodbye. You just said
goodbye. I shouldn't have a clue where he was. That's scary in itself. You're thinking, are you dead? Are you alive? Like,
yeah, it happens. Even in marriages, I know somebody who married somebody. The guy then said they're going on holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Went on holiday and never came back. Literally went on holiday and never. The guy never came back. And she was like calling his mom, like, you know, if so-and-so said I'm coming, like they're coming to Ghana, like da da da. He went on holiday and never came back. And you just got married to this person. Like, it's men are scary.
What do you mean?
They're scary. How can you go on holiday? You never come back. You choose not to come back again.
We're married.
Yeah.
What does that mean? What do you mean? You go and you don't come back.
It's just people are scary. That's
This is why I'll be honest with you. This is why, like, sometimes I just always think that, you know what, you can't rush things. Because that's how you're going to rush it now. And then this is, God forbid, this is story waiting behind. You actually can't rush it. Because that's how I always say, like, you know what? When things don't work out, I don't know. God knows. God sees beyond way more I can ever see. God sees the full picture. And God is seeing the Esther. Trust me. If you ended up with this person, who knows what happened?
Yeah.
It's scary to me about your up and leaving.
Down and out, literally asking for you to be saved. Because you just don't know what was waiting for you. But it's hard though, because I think sometimes in that moment you don't really think, oh yeah, like you always just assume that it's something that you've done, or like you just think, oh Lord, like why didn't this, you know, why did you move from the situation? Why didn't it work out with this person? But because he knew before you did. He saw That's it before thing. You saw it. So
it's scary to me. It's very scary to me.
Yeah.
Because what does that mean? Man said you're not coming back. What does that mean, please?
Especially if you have a child together. I think even if you have a child together, okay, I'll go my separate ways, you go your separate ways. Obviously it hurts and it's hard, but
it's the kid one for me.
Well, yeah, but when you have a kid, like what am I supposed to tell the dad, I mean the child, that dad just woke up and left? What do you mean he just woke up and left? Like, what did you do, mom? If I was a child, I'd be thinking, like, how does someone just wake up and leave without?
No, man.
Especially before everything was good. I think that's a scary part as well.
But it's scary to me.
Yeah. It is what it is, child.
It's very scary to me. God forbid, though. Honestly.
God forbid. But,
yeah. It's mad.
Yeah, I think
on
this note, guys.
Listen, this life, sorry, this is very negative, but it's the reality. But no, honestly, God bless all the single mothers out there, man. The single dads as well, the single parents out there.
Yeah,
it's not easy.
It really isn't. And I think especially with this, people now call it cause he lives.
We need to stop that. Black, we need to stop making this. Like we're doing the Rona. We need to stop.
I like the Rona though, but cause he lives is pushing it. Cause he lives is pushing it. What do you mean?
Used to it.
But because of cost of living crisis now, I feel like everything is even harder for people in two income households, let alone in a single like income household. So all of you people that like all the moms and the dads out there, like it's not easy. But I just pray that you find the strength to keep going.
Listen,
because the way that the government have set everything up right now. even me myself that I don't have any dependents is even hard, because what do you mean, like a bottle of Fanta is like nearly £3, or good bread is like a pound, like nearly more than a pound. Like, it's just everything is just so expensive now. Sausages are costing like £2 something.
We used to be a country.
Honestly, like KFC hot wings and that now £1.40 something. Listen, like,
do you know what's
bad? Burgers are nearly £2.
So you see that one, yeah. I thought it was just on Uber Eats. Then when I went in the store, I said, oh.
They used to be 99p. It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. If they bring up the price of McDonald's wrap of the day, then that's it. Game over. Because they're still £1.99. If they bring that up that to more than £2,
it's about to be £2.49 by summer.
Game over. Even McFlurries aren't a pound anymore, I don't think. They're like a pound something now.
McFlurries. Yeah, it's not 99p anymore. The mini one, I think the mini, if you want, so basically what they've done, yeah, they've got a mini one. It's like literally two scoops. That's 99p. But if you want the normal one that used to be 99p, that's like £1.39, I think.
Crazy. And even now, ordering food, you spent a minimum of like £15. Like,
and why? That was just one off. Person. I'm sorry. This ain't it.
And God forbid you order Chinese, you're spending at least £20.
Girl, if you don't hop in the car and go pick that up.
Honestly, everything is so expensive.
Yay.
But that's what I think, yeah. The time that I would drive there to go and pick up that food and bring it back home, the food will be cold. They might as well deliver it. They might as well just deliver it.
There's some things that I'm just too, like, I'm too cheap to allow.
Yeah, I hear it.
Honestly.
But yeah, guys, just take it easy, everyone, because it's not easy out here.
It really
everything's gone up. And I feel it now. Like there's always been like recessions and stuff where I thought, we're just chatting. But when I went to the shops the other day and I said, yo, food is even expensive too. I said, okay,
When I said the price of food, because I'm doing up meal prep, gang. I said, I need to find a way.
Yeah. So, my meal prep is making it a little bit cheaper now compared to doing it every day.
No, I don't think so. Because when you go and buy the food, because it's expensive. My shopping, my shopping's coming up to like, it's rude. I can't lie to you, it's rude. I want to eat that week. Because even the other day, I just bought fruits here. I said, I need to start going fruit picking. This ain't it. I just bought fruits here and I spent like £15. And all I had was pineapples, mangoes, strawberries, cherries. It's not even a variety.
About nearly £3 each or something.
Yeah, I think it was like nearly 20. Actually, yeah, it was nearly £20 or £20. I said, you know when you scan something, you have to look at your basket like.
Yeah. And the worst thing is thinking that you know when you barely bought stuff, like you bought rubbish.
So you think, this is about £11. And then I go to
and I'm like, why is it 13, 14? Obviously, I went to Morrison's. I kid you not, I bought one pack of chicken. I think I bought a loaf of bread.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought they were doing some samosas in the cold.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
So I went to go buy like 25p. So I bought 4 for a pound, trying to, cost of living crisis.
Trying to do cost of lives, yeah.
I went to the till and it said £12, £13. I didn't buy anything.
When you want to bring your own calculator out to work it out, because you're thinking that someone's lying up in here.
I was so shocked because I thought I have not bought anything substantial here.
Yeah.
Like nothing that I can actually even make proper food with.
Yep.
And it's £13.
My days. Yeah. Do you know how? And then also, like, you remember salmon, is at £4.59 for two little skinny little.
A salmon can cost you at least £5 now.
Yeah, I'm over it.
It's crazy. Even Lidl is expensive now. Lidl.
Yes. Lidl. Sorry, Tesco's cheaper than Lidl sometimes. Lidl are wiling.
I'm so shocked because that used to be the cheapest.
Yes. Lidl are wiling. The stuff I've gone there and I'm like, okay, I'll get it from... Obviously, I'll check the Tesco website and Tesco is cheaper. Especially with a club card. Lidl are moving very much.
Frozen calamaris for like £2, now they need £3.
Yeah, because the what's it called? The salmon I used to get was at £2.49. Now it's £4.15.
Derry, yeah, I don't know where you're gonna get salmon for £2.49 ever again.
Ever again. Ever. It will have to be salmon.
Unless,
that's off.
Unless it's the smoked, the one, the slices one.
The sliced one. Yeah. I will have to get it from like the black market. It's mad. It's too much. I think it's out of order.
And there's people having to like feed 3 kids, 4 kids, 5 kids. Like,
I just think because it's just me. It's just me with the fruits and everything. And I'm just like, yeah. I don't even imagine. I don't have pineapples. I'm just going to eat and make sure it doesn't go off. If it goes off, I'm eating it. Tangy and all. That shit cost me nearly £4.
It's so expensive. And now that I'm trying to be all healthy and like drink like all these different alternative milks and stuff, why am I buying milk that's nearly £2? I can get the cow's one for 80p. No, I want to be healthy. God.
And that's the issue, is that it's a trap, because you want people to be healthy. But the thing is, junk and like food that we should not be, that you say is not good for our body, is cheaper and it's difficult.
Yeah, guys. Good luck, man. It's not easy.
Honestly, all the best of all parties of all, because at this point, I'm just over it.
It is. I'm over it too.
I'm just over it. But guys, we shall catch you next week. Have a lovely and great, blessed week.
Yeah, I'm going to put out the anonymous thingy as well. So,
yes.
Put in your questions and we will answer it.
Yep. We sure will. Just ask us. Actually, you know what? Ask us anything you want to ask us, and then we'll answer it.
Yeah.
Because it's the last one.
Yeah. Even anything,
guys.
Even
if it's too nosy. For the content, I'll answer it.
For the content. We'll see how much I want. I'll see how much I want to give away.
And how much you want to share.
There's not that there's much going on in my life, but yeah.
Girl, ain't nothing happening over here. Oh, nothing but vibes.
We're gonna sign out, guys.
See you later.